10th of January 2020. 1 John 4:19 to chapter 5, 4. Let us love then because he first loved us. Anyone who says, I love God and hates his brother is a liar. Since whoever does not love the brother whom he can see cannot love God whom he has not seen. Indeed, this is a commandment we have received from him, that whoever loves God must also love his brother. Whoever believes that Jesus Christ is a child of God, and whoever loves the Father loves the Son. In this way we know that we love as God's children, when we love God and keep his commandments. This is what the love of God is, keeping his commandments. Nor are his commandments burdensome, because every child of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith. Love is so much the most important thing that our whole existence without is not explainable at all and would be deprived of the most essential. This is because God created us out of love, redeems us, and will complete our life in eternity. Therefore, also love covers many sins, and in the evening of life we will be judged how much we loved. As St. John of the Cross so wonderfully expressed, and we also find it in the texts of the Holy Scriptures about the final judgment. Once again we are reminded that to love means to keep the commandments of God, and that these commandments are not difficult. From here, we can also get a glimpse of our spiritual life and learn to understand something. It is a bit like with the commandments of God. As long as I still live in the world of sin and my soul is bound to this, so long the commandments of God appear inaccessible and represent a mountain that cannot be climbed. But if I, with the grace of God, turn to him and sincerely obey the commandments, then they become easier and easier, and to leave the commandments is becoming more and more alien to us. Even though temptations may come, love has grown. Every day that I try to follow the commandments of God, very fine, and with this fulfill the love of God in us, his commandments become a matter of course. So it is also with a more intensive way of following Christ. If we have heard this call and seriously reach out to him, then the first steps on this path are often easy, because God attracts us, he invites us to follow his path of love. In a certain sense, we are inspired and often begin to think that they are already very capable of love. After some time, when we follow the path of inner cleansing, we might lose our emotional lightness, but our willingness to follow the path called upon is becoming ever stronger, and every step makes the love grow bigger. On the spiritual path, too, self-evidence can grow to follow the invitations of the Holy Spirit, and the way will now be actually lighter. Not because it was at the beginning in the times of special attraction, but because love has grown. All that is done in love has this incomparable taste of love and often the inner lightness. And indeed, objectively seen, the way of love is easy, because this way frees the soul, makes the soul nimble, redeems the soul from fruitless self-occupation. Through the Holy Spirit, things are possible that the natural man is not able to do otherwise. My yoke is soft, my burden is light, Jesus tells us, and here lies the secret of lightness. The more the supernatural life unfolds in us, that is, God lives in us, the more it is unfolded in His love, and we are transformed. Even if loads, afflictions, persecutions, and other crosses reach us, is the love able to carry this and to grow from it? Surely one day we will stand before the Lord and say, "Oh, beloved Lord, how considerate and forbearing you are with me, and what little burden you have put on me." St. Paul says it even more beautifully. What are the sufferings of the times compared to the glory that awaits us? From this love, the gaze on the brothers also becomes ever more loving. And now the Lord gives us this so valuable exchange. In the love of God, we can love our brother and neighbor better. Practicing brotherly and neighborly love, God's love grows.
We will hear a worship from Saint Hildegard from Bingen to love.
Oscolum patiens.